taking a midnight airing on the roof, after a whole day of June in the little flat below. The stars shone overhead, the lights of London underneath, and between the lips of Raffles a cigarette of the old and only brand. I had sent in secret for a box of the best. The boon had arrived that night, and the foregoing speech was the first result. I could not afford to ignore the insolent asides, however, where the apparent contention was so manifestly unsound. "And how are you going to get rid of your gold?" said I pertinently.
"Nothing easier, my dear Rabbit."
"Is your room of gold a room full of sovereigns?" Raffles laughed softly at my scorn.
"No, Bunny, it's principally in the shape of archaic ornaments, whose value, I admit, is largely extrinsic. But gold is gold from Phoenicia to Klondike, and if we cleared the room we should eventually do very well."
"How?"
"I should melt it down into a nugget and bring it home from the USA tomorrow."
"And then?"
"Make them pay up in hard cash across the counter of the Bank of England. And you can make them."
That I knew, and so said nothing for a time, remaining a hostile, though a silent critic, while we paced the cool black leads with our bare feet, softly as cats. "And how do you propose to get enough away?" at length I asked, "to make it worth while?"
"Ah, there you have it," said Raffles. "I only propose to reconnoitre the ground, to see what we can see. We might find some hiding place for a night. That, I am afraid, would be our only chance."
"Have you ever been there before?"
"Not since they got the one good portable piece, which I believe that they exhibit now. It's a long time since I read of it. I can't remember where. But I know they have got a gold cup of sorts worth several thousands. A number of the immorally rich clubbed together and presented it to the nation, and two of the richly immoral intend to snaffle it for themselves. At any rate, we might go and have a look at it, Bunny, don't you think?"
"Think!" I seized his arm. When? I asked like a quick-firing gun.
"The sooner the better, while old Theobald's away on his honeymoon."
Our medico had married the week before, nor was any fellow practitioner taking his work, at least not that considerable branch of it which consisted of Raffles, during his brief absence from town. There were reasons, delightfully obvious to us, why such a plan would have been highly unwise in Dr. Theobald. I, however,